It's 1 o'clock.
Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you? Dare I ask?
Don't ask. Don't ask.
I tell you, listener, if you hear to our off-air rants, it's you need to lie down afterwards.
I know. We've been having a right old rant, haven't we?
We have. But I'm quite excited, you know, because we've gone from, as I said, we've gone from famine to feast in the studio, haven't we?
Oh, we have. There's loads of things, yeah. We've had presents bought. We've had Jaffa cakes. We've got all kinds. For those in my family listening, I'm not eating the Jaffa cakes.
No, he's honestly already said he's on bread and water. Not even bread. That's a carb, isn't it?
I can't even do bread.
No.
Yeah, just the water.
You'll have to do paleo. That's fabulous for your condition. Paleo.
I used to watch that. It was Jackie, wasn't it? Jackie Paleo. And who was the other?
Mick McManus.
Mick McManus. Yeah. You got it. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm so young. I used to sit on my dad's lap on a Saturday afternoon with a banana sandwich that my mum made, and you know mums make the best sandwiches. Is that a euphemism?
I don't even go there.
And we'd watch Mick McManus, and it was like it was like stage, wasn't it?
Yeah, you do realise we've just lost 97% of our audience who are going, what the hell are they talking about?
And there was well, of course, the Wooden Tops.
Oh yeah,
you know, which was always a bit strange, wasn't it? You know, and was that weed?
Yeah,
weed?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, and next thing you know, we'll be muffing the meal, won't we? We've not done that.
Talking of muffins, how is your diet going?
It's not. I'm not happy.
No. Well, we're both going through, I think it's an age thing, Paul Andrews. I think we're both going through the mill at the moment. I'm struggling after my AstraZeneca, which is 6 months.
Yeah.
We've got Darren, PR, Intune PR in the studio today, taking pictures of us.
Yeah.
And I tell you, my roots need doing. And whenever he comes in, my roots need doing.
Me too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, my roots are all over the shop.
As you get older, it does take, you know, a little. I exfoliated this morning. I was quite impressed with myself. Do you ever exfoliate? Just my teeth.
Is that a regular thing?
Yeah. Well, I've decided that I'm going to. I went to Phoenix yesterday.
When you say exfoliate, most of us call it shaving.
Blokes. Yeah, I don't shave.
You've had your moustache off.
I wax, darling.
Yeah,
I don't shave.
Okay. All right.
But of course, during COVID, we weren't able to do that sort of thing, were we? So I bought an epilator. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's things that go on your shoulders, isn't it?
That's a little bit French, isn't it, for you?
Oh, that's an epaulette, isn't it?
Yeah, an epaulette. Yeah. No, an epilator I had to use. I had to do lots of things myself during lockdown.
Blimey.
So, my own roots and everything.
Blimey.
Yeah. But what I was saying was, back to the guests. It's all about the guests, of course, not about you and me, Paul Andrews.
We have
a beautiful goodie bag, and it's all eco, isn't it? It's eco-friendly. Look, you can recycle the bag.
Lovely.
I get very excited about having a bag.
You like bags, don't you?
Yeah, I do love a bag because, you know, when you're rushing out and you've got your swimming cosy or your bottle of water or whatever, it's no point.
Yeah, she's got a Gucci paper bag.
Yeah, you've got to have a little bag. Gucky is always nice. So this is from Tangent Office Resources, and you can find them on tangentoffice.com. See what they did there?
Yeah.
That's, you know,
clever,
branding.
Yeah.
That's 3 W's, of course. And they have a little phone number as well, which is 0800 781 2163. And they've got lots of goodies, and I shall be going through it during the show. But I can see there's a lovely bottle of Scottish water.
Scottish.
Oh. And also in the studio, we've got Telecoms World.
Yeah, we've got Derek Reid of Telecoms World.
Yeah.
And Chandra Sharma from Tangent Office Supplies.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to both those gentlemen as the show unfolds. You need to ask me a question.
Who might our sponsor be?
Good question. The Business Bunker radio show is pleased to partner with leading employment law specialists, Lock Associates. They'll be bringing you regular news, information and help with employment law, health and wellbeing at work. You can find out more about Lock Associates Group by going to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk, and that's Lock, spelt in the Scottish way, L-O-C-H.
Lock. I would like to say that because you've put the bin out, what's one supposed to do with one's tea bag?
Hold on to it.
Live on air.
Yeah.
You know, normally I throw it over to
Darren,
where Darren is.
And he put it in the bin.
And he puts it, well, I can do it in one. Look. There you go. Hey.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. That works on radio, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Not water. A lot. But
for the listener, Darren PR, InTune PR, has just caught my tea bag very deftly. So well done.
Because she slung a wet tea bag across the studio, basically.
And that was my Cornish tea bag. It's not just any tea bag, you know, Darren.
Yeah. Anyway, right, enough. We'd like to hear from you. We've had enough of her. We'd like to hear from the listeners, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. You could call us, but I won't answer the phone, on 01233 22 0035. Sometimes I do, but I never see it ringing. And that's Ashford, 01233 22 0035. But by far and away, the easiest way to get in touch with us and to actually get on the radio is to tweet me at VanillaWeb or to tweet her at Jewel Serkin. And use the hashtag #BBunker, and we will find you. We've had dozens of tweets already.
We have, and a lot of people are on holiday, of course, because the roads are quite busy, didn't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought so. I invested in parking in Canterbury City yesterday.
Did you? Yeah. Did you get a mortgage?
Yeah. I got a loan from the FSB.
£18 it cost me to park at work for the day.
I know. And I have to say, I went to see the acupuncturist, who's fabulous, Pippa, who's treating me for my AstraZeneca, because I've given up with the drugs that the doctors give me. Why?
Pointless.
Pointy. A little jab. Yeah. It's very expensive. But also, I went to Phoenix, as I said.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I got my exfoliation. Because, you know, the girls in the beauty canter, I mean, I said to her, can I have some exfoliator, please? And she said,
when you say exfoliate, are you talking like Veet hair removal
little
or something?
Face. No, a little face. Okay. You're supposed to, because there's no point moisturising your face, Paul Andrews, if you've got dead skin that's been there for 100 years.
Darren and I were only saying that the other day, weren't we, Daz?
Exactly.
Yeah, we were going, there's no point in moisturising,
exactly.
Mate. Exactly. Yeah, you've got dead skin there.
But I kind of, you know, exfoliate my face when I feel like it, you know, if I'm washing my hair or something, I think, we'll just shove some of that on. But the ladies behind the counter, because they are ladies, you know.
Ladies.
She said she does it every day.
Blimey.
Exfoliate. So I've got to up my game.
Yeah.
I said to her, I've got to up my game.
Yeah.
And she was 50 and she looked fabulous,
fantastic.
I must say.
Right.
Yeah. So now I'm going to exfoliate every day, Darren.
Oh, good.
What do you think? What's he putting on? Vaseline. Oh, E45. Is that on your elbows?
No, it's my arms.
Your arms.
Yeah.
It's turning into a beauty show, isn't it?
I know.
I think I'm
I wonder
going
why.
To. We've had some people that have tweeted in, as you said, so rightly. We've had IFF Kitchen. They are cooking up a storm, they say, in Manston, in Kent. Of course, they deliver gorgeous food prep, so all your meals to your house or to your office, they say. Mm. You can find them on WhatsApp, where they'll readily answer you. But you can also find them on www.iff, for Freddie, kitchen.com. IFFkitchen.com. If you're fed up with the old Deliveroo and pizzas and burgers, get some decent tucker down you. That's what I say.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Michael Park Surveyors.
Oh, who were
the
on last
commercial,
week?
Yeah, the commercial property experts over there in Medway, and they said, Paul, Jules, we would appreciate a Business Bunker shout out today, thank you. And they've attached a tweet that says Michael Parks and a management agents for an exclusive development in Broadstairs. For more information, you can go to michaelparks.co.uk/property management, and it's a lovely looking commercial estate, is what I would call it, a series of offices in Broadstairs.
I once spoke to a very posh friend of mine who's now sadly deceased, but she was the owner of Chilham Castle.
Right, yeah.
And she used to be my neighbour back in Clapham, and you know them very well. And So I once said that, she said, where does your brother live, Jules? And I said, oh, he lives on an estate, meaning like Brookside sort of estate, you know, terrace. She said, oh, which estate? She had totally the wrong idea of which estate it was.
Talking about Chilham Castle.
It's for sale.
Yeah, but there's another castle for sale. You got an email about it later.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, there's another one for sale.
Oh, do you fancy one?
I've got to be careful about that, because the one that's for sale, I actually toured. We were, at one point, we were going to put the radio studio in it.
Oh, I know. Is it Westernhanger?
No, it's Lim.
Oh, because we toured a few, haven't we?
Yeah, no, it's Lim Castle. You got an email about it later, but no, we were going to put a radio studio in there, but the walls were so thick, we couldn't get a signal from anything.
You couldn't get a Viking in, let alone a signal.
No. It was, which was a shame.
Oh, I fancy. What's it up for? How much?
Well, you might as well read the email. Well, it's 11 million quid.
You see, we could open an old age pensioner's home, or is that what you call it?
In
now?
A castle.
Well, yeah.
How's that going to work? You go, all right, love, up the spiral staircase to the tower. Yeah. I know you're 94, darling, but you'll make it eventually.
Yeah,
I
mean, but
how's that going to work?
You can get a lift
She's
put
an
in.
Idiot, isn't she?
You can get a ramp and a lift put in, can't you?
Up to the ramparts.
I shall read that email. But what I'm saying is, at our sort of age, you know, we need to be looking at this sort of thing.
What,
I mean, what
castles?
Who's going to look after us?
Old people's homes. I thought you meant castles.
There's one about Leeds Castle here as well. There's just whole castle show.
We're doing a castle show.
Is Roy Castle phoning in?
No.
Is he still alive?
No.
I've lost track.
I've had a tweet from Siobhan Shaboff, the lovely Siobhan. Siobhan is currently touring the country in a camper van. And I'm not sure where she is, but she said hello.
Hello.
So she's out there somewhere. I think she's up north somewhere at the moment.
Up north?
Well, she's doing it. She
training whippets.
She's a blogger, and she's been living in this camper van for almost a year, travelling around the UK and writing blogs about each place that she visits.
Does she discuss the loos in the campsites and things?
Oh, without doubt.
Yeah, I do love a loo.
I know.
When I go out, as you know.
Yeah.
Zeenat Noorani, who is a well-being host on Channel Radio, she says that she's listening into Business Bunker. She's rightly used the Bee Bunker hashtag too, Paul Andrews. And she says it's with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin, and she's listening to hear CM Sharma. And a shout out, she says Chandra rocks.
Oh,
waiting to see that.
Oh, we'll try that out then, Zeenat.
Depends on the cheesy tunage, of course.
It does.
But he's the most... This is what she says about you, Chandra. Ready? The most amazing guy who is so selfless and goes above and beyond for so many people.
Absolutely.
I love him already.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Yeah, he is a lovely chap.
Thank you for that, Zeenat. Chips and Dinks, Business Bunker is on the airwaves, and apparently there's only a 1% chance of rain. So today is going to be a good day. And they say hashtag reasons to be
cheerful.
Tell
you what, every time my window cleaner comes, it rains. Every time I put the washing out, it rains. It's the old climate change, isn't it?
What, rain? It's global warming, is it?
Yeah, wind.
Yeah. And I don't think that was climate change. I think that was just what you had for dinner.
Let's go on to soloists. I haven't even had dinner. Soloists excited to bring the joy of live performing back to the Leeds Castle concert. I did have a little smoothie this morning. You may have noticed, yeah. Cacao one.
Right.
But it was green. It had celery and things in it. So it's very good. And dandelion leaves for my post-AstraZeneca.
Oh, you've been getting the dandelions from up the alley again.
Yeah, can you get me some?
Yeah, well, you've got to keep the dogs off them, because I've seen what the dogs do up that alley.
I know, dogs and everyone. After over a year, our poor guests are reeling, Paul Andrews. You know, they're going to make an exit in a minute if you don't behave.
Yeah.
So this is Leeds Castle, another castle. After over a year of not being able to perform to a live audience, this year's soloists are so excited to be able to connect with people once more at the Leeds Castle concert on the 4th of September, which is a Saturday. The organisers are delighted to announce the five sensational soloist performers who will be taking to the stage, ensuring this spectacular event will be the one to remember. So we have Alexander James Edward. He's making a welcome return to the event, having previously performed in 2014 and 18. He's an outstanding tenor who was born in Essex, a lovely county where all the best people are born, and began his career as a member of the Young Artist Programme at the Royal Opera House. And the baritone is Felix Kemp, and he is a Britain Peers young artist who will be making his debut appearance. He's no stranger to the stage, however, with a string of operatic and concert performances under his belt. Also, Tim Hauer, who is wowing the crowds before in 2018, so they're thrilled to have him back. Tim's a Canadian actor, singer and songwriter based in London, best known for having one of the most versatile voices in the business, just like you, Paul Andrews, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's earned him the nickname Tim the Power Hauer. He's toured extensively.
Sounds like a dance player.
He's toured extensively with Mike and the Mechanics. I love Mike and the Mechanics,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
It's a hat trick for Louise Dearman. She was lucky enough to perform in 2018 and 19. And she's a British actress and singer. And she's been in the show, West End show, Wicked. My daughter took me to see Wicked. They love it, don't they? I didn't like it, really. I have
too
to
young
be honest.
For you, isn't it?
I don't know. It was a bit American.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're American. It's a bit slushy for me, but they love it.
Yeah.
She's been to see it 150 times. I did like Billy Elliot. I loved that.
Cool.
On the show. And she's a charismatic singer. Sorry if you're listening, Louise. I'm sure it's lovely when you're in it. And she connects with the audience, making everyone feel part of the performance. And then the fabulous Emma Williams, who's new to perform, and she made her West End debut as Truly Scrumptious, just like you, Paul Andrews.
I'm Truly Scrumptious.
Yeah, you are. In the original cast of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, winning the Arts Correspondents Award for Best Newcomer. Your picnic tickets are priced at £53 per person. You purchase 10 or more tickets and you receive a 10% discount. And, of course, the leading law firm in Kent, the fabulous Brachers, are returning as the headline sponsor for the fifth year. Does that mean you'd bring your own picnic? Or?
Yeah, no, you bring your own picnic.
Okay, that's good.
You bring your own picnic, but you get you get to sit on the grass, basically.
Yeah, but the thing is about sitting on the grass, don't you find at your age that it's hard to, you have to get up like a giraffe now, don't you? Do you find that? You can't just spring up like you used to. You have to get up with your hands and sort of point your toes and get up like a giraffe, like a downward dog. You with me?
Yeah.
Do you find that or
yeah.
not? Or do you spring up quite
no,
easily?
No, I just roll over. And
yeah, but rolling over, then you have to get a hand up, don't
you? Yeah. I just roll over and then somebody picks me up.
Yeah, it's okay. I find the more you drink, the easier it is to spring up.
Yeah. Tracy Ferguson's been on Twitter. She says, have a great show. I'm going to listen on the catch-up because today I'm dropping off some kids' books and an audio book to one of my friends who has started the Marigold Book Exchange in Sittingbourne. It's Kid and Team Week. And she says, BMix UK, they're people in Medway that look after people with supported needs. They did a project to make the frame for this, and she's given me a picture of the little housey frame thing that they put the books in, which is fantastic. Thank you, Tracy. And thank you for that, and good luck with that. And the lovely folks at Paragon Drones have a great show. Looking forward to the cheesy tunage.
I don't even know what it is. I have no clues. And Athelbrey, the folks there who are very, very busy, they've used a B-Bunk hashtag, so we will accept that this morning. But I've gone off them a bit, Paul Andrews. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because they're already planning Christmas. I mean, these are perfect people. They're listening live, get this, while harvesting seeds for Christmas seed paper. I mean, how organised are Athelbrey?
Right.
I mean, I haven't recovered from last Christmas. I've still got some eggnog, actually, in my fridge. And I don't know if it goes off. But they're harvesting seeds, and they say it's a different sort of beauty regime. So I don't know if they're exfoliating with it or what they're doing, but there's a big picture of all their seeds. I suppose it's a Christmas present, is it?
Yeah. And then Athelbrey also said, hi, Business Bunker team, we have so much work coming in. We're looking at taking on some new associate trainers. Anyone who has business experience and is a trainer able to deliver engaging and tailored work, please get in touch. You can email fran@athelbrey.co.uk for information on our upcoming assessment centre. So if you want to see about working as an associate trainer with the lovely folks at Athelbrey, fran@athelbrey.co.uk, Athelbrey's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, afflebrae.co.uk for more info.
It's great to hear that they are hiring, and I noticed in my high street in Whitstable, lots of hospitality jobs. You know, there's no surprise there, of course. We know there's a big shortage.
I'm surprised you're not driving lorries, mate.
Exactly. Have you noticed shortages in the supermarket? I don't go to supermarkets, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, you know.
Was it Marmite or
something?
Well,
it's like some idiot was arguing with me on Twitter yesterday, some nerd. he's gone, oh, there's nothing in my supermarket, and he put a picture up. And the trouble is, he didn't take the picture very well. You could see that the supermarket was absolutely full, apart from the shelf he took a picture of, which was just the bottle of water that had run out. And you go, oh, please.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been in a supermarket for a long time. But
there's a problem. And the problem is quite manifest, which there's a massive shortage of HGV drivers. Yeah. There's 76,000 shortage of HGV drivers in the UK.
A lot of them being pinged, apparently.
Yeah, and well, there's a number of reasons, but let's not get carried away about this, because there's an HGV driver shortage in Germany, France, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Australia, and the United States. And there's a number of reasons why there's a shortage like that. And in the UK, it boils down to three or four things. One, the reason that we've all got a driver shortage is that driving jobs have become the norm. And what I mean by that, in the last 10 years, think about it, you get everything online, yeah? All the stuff from Amazon and whatever, it's all delivered.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, because there's so many driving jobs, a lot of HGV drivers have gone, why am I driving this dirty grey Arctic for 14 quid an hour when I can work at home delivering in my local area in a van for 13 quid an hour? Yeah. So a lot of drivers have moved from one to the other. You've got the pandemic, the furlough and the lockdowns.
Yeah.
But also in 2013, I know about this, you see, in 2013 in the United Kingdom, there were 299,000 people employed in driving jobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Today, there's 600,000 employed in driving jobs, and there's 76,000 shortage. And because of all these problems and the pandemic, with not just deliveries, but, you know, fulfillment and all the rest of it, then you're seeing some problems. But that is a structural problem that isn't going to go away at the end of the pandemic. You know, you'll ease it a bit. But we have driver shortages, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to get a pizza from my local pizza person that in they do a nice gluten-free one in Whitstable that in lockdown they were delivering, right? And we phoned them up and they said, oh, we're not delivering anymore. You know, we only did that in lockdown. And then we phoned the other pizza one and they said the same. We're not delivering now. We only did that in lockdown. And then our fish and chips, which is brilliant in Harbour Street, said the same thing.
Well, don't you do Just Eat or Deliveroo or whatever?
No, I haven't really got round to that. I'm not very techie, as you know. But I was kind of shocked because we've supported them for a whole year. Why don't they just have one driver that delivers from all of them, you know, like, and pay him?
I mean, most people have worked that out, that, you know, because delivery works during lockdown, they've extended their customer base. So most of them will keep doing it.
Well, I'm going to go and talk to them because I think it's out, you know, they're missing a trick. Are you going to play Cheesy Tunage?
I'm going to play some Cheesy Tunage.
While you do that, I'm going to open the Jaffa Cakes.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to get the tunage first, but you'll get it within the first
Well, I might not because I have... Oh, it's Debbie Harry. Oh, you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I just can't control myself. I just had a call. Hanging on the telephone. Hanging on the telephone. I saw your mother, now she's going out the door. But did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I've chosen to ignore. Oh, I can't talk again. Oh, I can't talk again. Oh, I can't talk again. Yeah, hanging on the telephone. Hanging on the telephone. It's good to hear your voice, you know it's been so long. If I don't get your call, then everything goes wrong. I wanna tell you something, you're not alone. Man, hanging on the telephone. Oh,
conversation. Your voice crossing line gives me a strange sensation. I'd like to talk when I can show you my affection. Oh, I can't control myself. No, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself. Don't leave me hanging on the shelf. Oh, no. Hang up and listen to me.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. Bit of Debbie Harry there.
Fantastic. I
Hanging
do love a bit
the
of...
telephone.
Yeah.
Do you see what I did
yeah,
there?
Yeah, telecom.
I did there? It's so clever.
Very subtle.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I probably played it last time.
Probably. Yeah. There's a few. There's a very old song. I wonder if Darren PR knows it. Hey, Mr. Telephone Man, you can have it in the garden, you can have it on the wall. Hey, laddie, laddie, it's the telephone man.
Yeah.
And my mum used to play that all the time along in the 60s or 70s, along with Leap Up and Down, Wave Your Knickers in the Air, which she loved as well for some odd reason.
Yeah, I know where you got it from. Wichita Lineman would have been a good one as well.
Of course. Yeah, it makes me think of Steve Wright, that. La, la, la.
Exactly.
That's his little theme, isn't it?
Anyway, enough of all that nonsense.
Yeah.
It's that time when we actually introduce some decorum and professionalism and something decent into this rubbish show by introducing our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Derek Reed. Derek is from Telecom World. Derek, good afternoon.
He's actually reeling and wondering why is
he
even on.
Why am I here? What am I doing? I thought this was a business show.
He had to have a Jaffa cake just to calm down.
I know. I don't blame him. Yeah.
There's been tea bags flying around the office.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's like a little beauty parlour here, isn't it?
Absolutely. Derek, it's a pleasure to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I know that we're going to talk about a specific thing that you're a specialist in, but just for those listeners that don't know, give us a quick overview of Telecoms World, who you are, what you do.
Sure. So we're a communications company based over in Orpington in Kent. Been going just over 15 years now.
Right.
We've got 15,000 plus clients on our books.
Wow, okay.
We deliver all types of telecom solutions from mobile to VoIP solutions, inbound. So if you, those of you who don't know what inbound is, it's every time you phone an 0800 number or an 0300 number, which routes to different telephone systems or just to your mobiles.
Yeah.
Connectivity, so a lot of internets for business. And lease lines, like you've got here that we were talking about in the studio.
Exactly, yeah. He tried to frog me a new one.
We're still working on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anything communications really for business, we've been doing for the past 15 years.
Fantastic.
We're a great team based up in Orpington with provisioning.
I mean, there's been a lot of technical innovations and developments in the telecom market over the last few years. Of course, the next one coming along is the ending of the PSTN and a move totally to voice over IP.
Hang on a minute, what's the PSTN?
The Public Switch Telephone Network.
Jungle.
He knows all about it.
Well, I used to be a telecoms engineer.
I better be careful what I say.
He used to be a post office telephonist.
No, I didn't. I never worked for the post office.
Putting you through now.
Yeah.
That's right. They're turning off in 2025.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically, everything's going internet, really, is the best way to describe it. Which is going to be interesting because that's going to give BT a real headache of trying to keep up with the infrastructure in the country.
Roll out of fibre, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're kind of on course to do it at the moment, but you never know how these things kind of pan out. But yeah, apparently 2025 is when it's going to get switched off and everyone's going to be on a VoIP phone system.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. So we'll see how that pans out. You know, we get a lot of these things, don't we? We're going to end, it's like radio, we're going to end FM by 2012 and we're still going strong with FM, because they can't end it. But anyway, enough of that. So, Derek, you specialise in a thing called WildX.
Correct, yeah.
So why don't you tell us what that is and let's start talking about that, because it's outside of my knowledge, because I stopped working
in... That makes a change.
Well, I stopped working in the telecoms industry 40 years ago, so everything's outside of my knowledge, you know.
Changes very quickly.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So why don't we talk
about... You don't look old enough.
Oh, tell me about it.
So WildX is going back to the VoIP system that we're that's going to be taking over from the ISDN. So WildX is basically a VoIP platform.
Right.
Italian-based company. They've been going 7 or 8 years now, plus... and it works on a new form of technology called WebRTC, which stands for Web Real Time Communication.
Okay.
So basically, while the older VoIP systems would go through a whole series of internet connections, even though the voice still goes over the internet, the WebRTC is a secure way of doing it via putting it through browser to browser talking.
Right.
So if you were using, instead of using an actual telephone on your desk and you're using a soft phone on your PC, which is what a soft phone is, a phone on your PC or your laptop, or a mobile app, which a lot of companies use now, just an app on your mobile, and you get it, getting your calls come through from your business number on your mobile, it all connects directly from the browser in your device, talking directly to the browser in the other person's device.
Wow.
So the way it's actually designed and built is actually secure by the way it's actually, the system's actually made.
Okay.
So that's one of the big pluses about it.
Okay.
And also the fact that the WebRTC system works seamlessly and you don't drop calls, you don't miss calls, which a lot of the older VoIP systems, when they were developed, they were originally built on the platforms they were built for to have a handset on the desk.
And I've got one there.
And then they would add a soft phone, what is your PC phone, and a mobile app as an additional.
Yeah.
But the systems weren't really built for that. Whereas WildX is kind of built backwards. It is predominantly built for a soft phone on your on your computer and then a mobile app. You can also have a handset on the desk. By the way, because it's built backwards, it works extremely well, especially in the environment that we're running at the moment. It's working from home. Everyone's using
So when we're talking about a soft phone, basically what you're saying is it's an application on something. And it could be a phone, it could be a mobile, or it could be a tablet or a laptop or a computer.
So a soft phone is either on your laptop or your tablet or your PC. If you're just using an actual mobile, we call it just a mobile app. It's a slightly different download, but it's just an application to connect to the phone system via your laptop or your phone.
And just being completely, down at the bottom level of this. So basically, when you're using it, you're talking to someone in a phone call using the the microphone and speakers in your laptop or computer or whatever.
Correct.
Rather than a handset. So you do away with a handset altogether.
Do away with the handset. And you can either plug a headset into your laptop or your PC, or you can just use the speakers out of it. Generally, people will get a slightly better sound quality if you've got a headset plugged in.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the mobile app, we have, I would say, probably 80% of companies now that are connecting with us are doing away with handsets on the desk.
Right.
They are just using softwares on the computer and the mobile apps because it's A, it saves on space, but B, it's the functionality of it as well.
Yeah.
Transferring calls, dropping in and out of groups, the usability of it and the actually aesthetics of it and how it looks and how you use it is just easier. And you've got your laptop or your computer open the whole time and you're using it. You don't have to divert to the phone, whatever you need to do. It's just there.
How about marching about? Because I'm a marcher when I phone. I like to sort of walk about. So obviously you can do that on your phone, but is there an ability to...
You get a Bluetooth headset or a wireless headset.
And you can march about your office or up and down.
Don't march too far.
Brilliant. I like to march about when I talk.
Yeah, she can't sit still. Just so at the bottom level here, you've got a company that would in the past have had a PABX or a telephone switchboard of some kind, and then loads of telephone extensions hardwired into it, possibly one telephone number or a range of telephone numbers where you could call them, get to their IVR box, which tells them nothing for 10 minutes, and then get put through to someone, which is the old telephone system way of doing things. With a Wildex system, you're still going to call that main telephone number, presumably. Instead of ending up at a handset, you're going to end up at a computer. From a numbering point of view, how does it, so with an old style system, you've got extension numbers.
Same thing. So basically the Wildex system does everything that an old phone system would do. So an old phone system, if you were in an office, you'd have an actual traditional, what they call a PBX, on the wall.
Right.
Phone system on the wall. The Wildex system has got exactly the same functionality and more.
Right.
And it's literally just all controlled on a portal at the touch of a button.
Okay.
So still calling the company's old telephone numbers. You don't lose your number. Still keep retain the company's telephone numbers. We can then choose where the call goes to. Do you want it being answered by five or six of your top salespeople? You can then bounce the calls around to other people in the company. You can then bounce it over to a mobile out of hours. Whatever you need to do, the system will be able to incorporate that, and we can program it at a touch of a button and change it at a touch of a button.
Fantastic. So I'm sat at work in a big office in the middle of London, and I'm extension 12345 on my laptop, and I shut my laptop and I get up and I go, I'm going home, I've had enough. When I get home, can I still get calls as if I was in the office, and can I still use the phone system as if I was in the office?
Absolutely, yeah. As long as you've got internet, you can use the phone system anywhere in the world.
Right.
So the great thing about it is it's on the back end of... So the ISDN system that we were talking about works off an actual physical line.
Yeah.
So a physical internet, a telephone line into the wall of the office where we work.
Yeah.
The phone system that Wildex is has what they call a SIP trunk on the back of it.
Right.
Now, a SIP trunk is a digital telephone line.
Yeah.
So you'd have your digital telephone line sat in the cloud on the internet into the back of the phone system, and they will work wherever you are in the world.
Yeah.
So if you went on holiday and you're in Spain, providing your laptop or your mobile is connected to Wi-Fi, you can call back to the UK using the same SIP trunk.
Yeah.
People can call you and you answer the phone. They don't know you're not in the office. They don't know you're not in the UK.
Yeah.
As long as you're connected to the internet somewhere in the world, your phone system will
Fantastic. Work. And the SIP trunks are the replacement for PSTN, which is what BT are bringing in.
Correct. So that's it. The actual SIP trunk is what carries the call.
Yeah.
And that's where you get on these new systems like Wildex. You will get an abundance of free telephone minutes, so that's where your allowance of calls comes through from, like a mobile where you get unlimited free calls or whatever you get. The SIP trunk is where the minutes come through and does like the clever functionality of transferring the voice.
Yeah.
The Wildex system does the actual smart stuff of controlling the calls, where it goes to, who's on what groups, all that kind of stuff, the actual main call function.
And the Wildex system, is that entirely software, or does it have a hardware component? How does it
unless you have a handset on the desk, it's entirely software-based.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They do for companies who are still working in that older way of thinking and they want an actual phone system on the wall for whatever reason, for their security, for backup, whatever they do a hybrid version, or you can have it as a phone system on the wall. Right. But I don't think in the 2 or 3 years that we've been selling it,
no one's
done it. They want to go to the cloud, they want to be able to have it remote. It's the security of the whole aspect of the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that type of technology is moving on, and presumably we're going to end up with it on our watch or whatever as well at some point in the not too distant future. So, Derek, that's a fascinating insight into it, and one of the many benefits of the WildX system that you've just explained is it's more secure as well.
Because it works over the WebRTC function. So the way it's designed, the security is one of the main aspects of it. So it can't really be hacked unless someone has stolen your laptop or your mobile phone and has control of it. That's one of the main aspects of it via the WebRTC. Yeah.
But even if that happened, presumably you can cut that phone off. You know, you've got software control over it.
Yeah. So a lot of companies we work for, you'd have one of the main IT guys who would want some kind of aspect of control over it. So we can give them a username and password into the back end of the system and they control it, and it's literally a touch of a button. You can add, delete users, block off calls, change where the numbers route through to, literally of a touch of a button, and the moment you click save, the next time you make that call, that functionality has changed. So it's adaptable, it's scalable, and you can change it a touch of a button, and that's what companies want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially working from home, where you might have people off sick or you've got different teams working different places.
I mean, I'm so old school. Back in the day in my own company in Maidstone, we had a PABX. You'd employ one more person and you go, right, I need another line, and they go, yeah, well, you've got to buy eight more channels because you run out of channels on the PABX. And you go, well, hold on a minute, I want phone, and they go, no, but you've got to buy them in lumps of four or lumps of eight, and it was a pain.
That's all changed. We get clients' phones up, they'll send us an email, we need another line, we need a couple of extra users. Within 10-15 minutes we can add that onto the system and they're live, send them out a login and a password, and away they go.
That's brilliant, because we've got a system that was put in a couple of years ago, and we've got this sort of hard phone, not a soft phone, and it was a nightmare to construct, or whatever you call it, configure. And in the end, they had to send someone down to our house. It was just mad. And when they were scrabbling about under the desk, and it was really mad. Simple.
We don't do scrabbling under desks.
No, no.
<Not what either>.
But it's great. And it's like you've responded to all these people now working from home, whether Rishi Sunak wants us to or not, it's going to happen. And people are, and they're still supporting their high streets by working from home. Where they live.
Well, I think this is part of the whole thing though, isn't it? Is the flexibility of work.
Yeah.
Because of technology like WildX that Telecom World can provide, that enables it. Somebody made a really good point earlier today on a social media channel, I think it was on Twitter, where they were saying, if this pandemic had happened in the 1990s, we wouldn't have had a lockdown. They couldn't possibly have done it because the technology didn't exist for you to work at home. So they couldn't possibly have locked, no matter whether they needed it or not, they couldn't have done it because the technology wasn't there. So we've only been able to do what we've done for the last 18 months because the technology is there.
Yeah. I mean, Zoom has just been incredible, hasn't
it? Exactly, yeah. I mean, whilst the internet was there, hardly anyone used the internet back then. And certainly things like Zoom and Teams and all that didn't exist, and soft configurable phones and even smartphones didn't exist in the 90s. So,
As a company in lockdown, as a company, we were still using a VoIP system, but it wasn't as good as WildX system.
Yeah.
And where we were a telecoms company, we take a lot of calls inbound and outbound.
Yeah.
And without the WildX system, we wouldn't have been able to function as well and as certainly as professionally as what we needed to be.
Absolutely.
It was a game changer in our industry.
Absolutely.
I'm just going back to when I first did internet phones, which was a French guy that I worked with. And what was the channel? It's not WhatsApp, the other one. I can't remember what it is. You'll think of it in a minute. But we used to do it about 10 years ago, maybe a bit longer, and you'd hear this like scissors sound all the way through the call. It'd be like it was just such bad sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how it's just moved on, isn't it? It's incredible.
Well, the problem with old tile technology, you were still going over the old copper lines and all the rest of it, and through the Stourger exchanges.
Yeah.
So a lot of that noise was the exchange noise as it was passing your call through. And, if you'd ever been in an old telephone exchange, the racket from the spindles going up and down was unbelievable.
Well, I've been in an old telephone box and they're bad enough. The smell of urine.
I heard that. Yeah. See, you have to buy that in now.
Yeah.
It doesn't come
as standard. Smell of urine.
Yeah, it doesn't come as standard anymore.
Comes as a spray.
Yeah, you have to spray it to give you that authentic feeling.
The toilet.
Yeah.
And
I see what you did there.
And then, you know, to make it authentic, you've got a little bit of graffiti you've got to put up as well. Exactly. Yeah.
But being serious again for a moment, these kind of systems, like WildX, are basically coming into their own now, because as we hopefully come out of the pandemic and unlock and start to try to go forward, I'm trying to avoid using the word normal, because nothing's going to be normal again. You know, we're moving, we're going forward. We, you know, as Jules said, despite what the Chancellor wants, a lot of people are saying, I'm not coming back to work. I've proved that I can work at home, so I'm staying here. Yeah. Or at least, you know, doing it part-time at home.
But like I said, they can still support their local high streets where they are.
I'm not making a statement one way or the other whether they should or shouldn't do it. What I'm saying is they can do it, and technology like this is facilitating the ability to do it on an even greater scale and with more flexibility.
Mm.
And we always need flexibility no matter what, you know, and that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got some blogs on the radio website about how to work from the beach, and this kind of system is what you need in order to work from the beach. Yeah. And I'm happy to go and work from the beach. I really am.
My new husband regularly sits in the front drive. We're on the seafront. He sits in the front drive like a madman with a hat on. He's advising the UN, but he looks like some sort of hippie out there. But
when he puts a hat on the floor, he makes a bit of money from it, doesn't he?
especially when he howls.
So how long has this system been? It's Italian, you say?
It's an Italian-based platform. It's worldwide now. It's in the States, all over Europe. I think they're in 135 countries, on that, but I think they're with over 2 million users on it, so it's huge. And the fact is that you can be anywhere in the world using it, like I said, just on the internet, as long as you've got internet connectivity.
Fantastic.
And you can work, and if you've got members of staff in a different country, they can be on the same user as you in the UK.
Yeah.
So you can then call each other free of charge, all within the system.
And if you ally that to one of the other services that I know you offer, which is geolocation numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Where you can, you know, once upon a time, you know, I've got an office in Essex, except I haven't got an office in Essex. We've got a company in Essex, but I haven't got an office in Essex. But if I put a Maidstone phone number on it, people go, you're not in Essex, you're in Maidstone.
Yep.
So I just buy an Essex phone number.
Just a virtual number. We can offer them pretty much anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So even if you've got an office here or you don't have an office in another country, you can offer that telephone number and look like you're local.
Absolutely. My Japanese office is in the bedroom on the second floor.
or in Wagamama's.
But that's part of the beauty of the whole flexibility of the new telecoms world, isn't it? And that's really kind of where things have gone. And the progression has been really quick. Overall, you know, when you consider the history of telecommunications, back at the end of the 19th century, when we invented wet string and tin cans, and we laid the first TAC cables, the transatlantic cables, and things like that.
It has been quick. The rollout's been quick. But like a lot of things that we were speaking about earlier, is it's not until companies are forced to use this or there is a need for the change that these products really come into their own.
Yeah.
And WildX, especially with the lockdown situation, has just helped so many businesses. Manage to continue working and communicating the way they need to.
And I guess, being realistic for a moment, I guess a lot of people have money invested in their old systems and they're going, you know, I don't really want to, you know, chuck that away. But of course, where we are now, they're going to have to anyway by 2025 because they're going away. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm old enough to remember when we first moved to System X and then to ISDN and all those other things, and everybody went, ooh, new technology,
But the thing is, though, I think when some of the VoIP systems first came out, the internet was not strong enough to support it.
Yeah,
and
sure.
it got a bit of a bad name.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the rollout of connectivity is a lot stronger and happening a lot quicker.
Yeah.
The infrastructure is there in the connectivity to support it.
Yeah.
And yeah, these systems are just absolutely coming into their own.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The adaptability of it, the most thing is the user friendliness of it, the ease of rolling it out as well. So, a lot of companies will continue on with an old phone system because it's a pain. It's a pain changing. It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
But what, like a system like Wildex, you can roll it out, you can configure it, you can change it at a touch of a button. It's so scalable and adaptable.
Yeah.
And you can also give the client some degree of control of that as well.
Yeah.
And it's just a different level from what they're used to. And unless they know what's out there on the market, it's one of those things where you're like, look, this is actually a need for us to change now. And then you go out and see the kind of quality of the products that are out there. And companies like Wildex are there to pick it up.
Fantastic. It certainly sounds like an incredibly interesting product. If people want to find out more about it, what's the best way? Come to your website?
Come to our website, telecomsworld.com. Yep.
Okay.
Or send us an email. You can email me direct to head of one of our departments. It's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at telecomsworld.com. Or give us a call on 0800 043 0800.
Fantastic. Derek, pleasure to talk to you. Love the product. Sounds fantastic. If you want to know more, then get in touch with Derek. The website and everything is on the Business Bunker Radio website, and that will stay on there forever. So if you didn't get to write that down, it's all there already. So kentbusinessradio.co.uk on today's show, which is 541, you'll find it there. For the moment, Derek, thank you so much. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But Derek Reed of Telecom World, fantastic. Thank you. Right. I've still got tweets coming in. I haven't read any of my emails yet.
Well, a metalworks company, Paul Andrews, did you know how they've strengthened its base?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, they're taking over...
They welded it.
They're taking over another firm, protecting jobs in the process. And this is MJ Allen Metalwork. I do love a metalworker, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So they wear those sort of suits and little boots and things. And they've acquired all of the assets of Kent Metal Developments, KMD. Both businesses are based in Ashford, just down the road from us. And the deal will see all those employed by KMD kept on while MJA Metalwork is set to grow to a projected turnover of 4.5 million from a new staff, a new team of 40 staff. So this is good news. We like this.
Mm.
What I will say is, while I'm ranting, did you know I was going to have a rant? My mother, who's nearly 91, Ruth, is still waiting for a dishwasher. Are you listening, Darren?
I am.
Yeah. Because they're not making the part. It's a semi-integrated, so it's got the little control at the top. She was told 12 weeks and still nothing, nada. And I used a little independent company that normally sort my... I do some rentals, property management. They normally get me something same day. And because of COVID... They can't get them. They're not making them.
Mm.
So now they've just told her, forget the 12 weeks. They're not even doing it at the moment, the factory. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Where is some little part, I suppose, a little chip?
Well, there's loads of problems. I mean, the trouble is everybody's got their pet theory about what the cause of these problems are. But the reality is we're all over the shop, aren't we? You know, there's things like there's an ECU shortage.
What's an ECU?
Engine management systems, which is why they're not selling cars, because they can't build the engines because there's an ECU shortage.
I heard there was a boon in second-hand cars.
Yeah.
Because of that, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And the ECU shortage is caused by a chip shortage. So you've got a chip shortage that's causing that, and a lot of these shortages are actually just caused because people aren't working. They're being pinged, or they're isolating, or they're on furlough, or we've basically shut the economy down for the last 18 months, so the fact that things aren't available is not a surprise.
It's crazy to be waiting that long. So I've had to go to Currys, and I didn't want to. I wanted to support my indie shop in the high street, but I went to Currys, and hopefully she's having one delivered on the 31st.
What, curry?
No,
chicken tikka masala.
Dishwasher.
Oh, right, okay. I'll let the pot there for a minute.
There wasn't much choice. It was either a hot point or an Indesit, and we wanted a Bosch. So, no choice, really. Just saying.
Yeah,
so
okay.
She's washing up by hand, poor thing.
Oh, blimey. And she's got a mangle.
Yeah, she's got a mangle. Yeah, she's crushed a few plates. And now let's get on to your castle. So there's a grade one listed castle, which could be used as an old people's home, Paul Landon,
no,
I'm saying. We could move in tomorrow.
No, I
couldn't. It's been put up for sale with a price tag of 11 million. How much did Chillum go for? That was about 11 million, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was 9.
Yeah. Okay. The historic country estate of Lymph. Is it Lym?
Lym.
Lym Castle near Hythe. Or is it Lymph and Hythe? Said to the once hosted Mick Jagger. Wow. It's being marketed by estate agent Savills, very upmarket. Property agent Will Pepit says the opportunity to own your very own castle with views across the channel to France doesn't come along very often. It's got 130 acres of woodland and pasture. There you are. You could ramble around there to your heart's content, Paul Andrews.
Do you know there's room for horses? Do you know there's lions and things that run across the bottom of the garden?
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, from Port Lym?
Yeah.
Really?
From Port Lym Zoo. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it overlooks Port Lym Zoo.
And there I was going to Zambia.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't need to. You just needed to cough up 11
exactly.
million quid from down the back of the sofa, by the castle, and you could have watched it every morning having breakfast.
And it includes a swimming pool, so you could do all your Hydra, whatever it is,
exactly.
for your knees and things.
Yeah.
The building itself boasts a great hall, a spiral staircase and two towers. And the purchase also includes the bistro, restaurant and holiday cottages. I want it now.
Yeah. You know who runs the bistro restaurant there?
No.
Ruth.
Oh,
remember Ruth?
She's been there forever.
Yeah, so Ruth used to have the bistro next door to our radio station when we were down.
Yeah, we used to have lovely salads there, didn't we? And like tuna and little baked potato we had.
Yeah,
yeah, those were the days when we used to have luncheon together, didn't we?
We did.
Post-show.
We did indeed. And while we're on a run of castles, I want to talk about Fort Burgoyne.
Yeah, if only you can say it.
Yeah, Fort Burgoyne have been on. And I say hello, Paul and Jules Serkin. Pivoting is the buzzword at the fort. We're now offering historic tours with either full English breakfast, pizza lunch or afternoon tea. And there's an image below and the image looks very, very tasty.
It does look delicious.
Yeah. And they say find out more by going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DC Events UK. And they say, we look forward to welcoming all of you and the listeners from the Business Bunker Show.
Yes, it does. And I do. I am a fan of a cream tea, as you know.
You like a cream tea?
Yeah. And I don't mess around. It is the jam.
You dollop jam and then cream.
But I actually like butter and then jam and then cream.
Good grief.
Yeah. And a decent cup of tea with it.
Right.
And then wash it down with a cider.
All right.
Depends where you are, of course, if it's Dorset, it's a nice Dorset cider.
All right, okay.
Nominations are now open for the Medway Food and Drink Awards, and they're proud sponsors of this year's Best Disability Access Award. Do you know, they're asking, a venue that accommodates for people with disabilities? There you are. I could have a little lift put in and a ramp in your castle. Give them the recognition they deserve. Please go to www.medwayfoodanddrinkawards.co.uk. I'd also like to say a big hello to Adam's Cars, who's doing airport runs. You can follow him on the Twitter at Adam's Card, the lovely Adam something Polish for surname.
Well done.
Walensky or something with a ski at the end.
lovely Kim Stevens from Caring Kent has been on and she says, I'd love a Business Bunker shout out, please. If you love helping others, ever thought about becoming a carer? If you said yes, then you could be the one we're looking for. So they're looking for people to take on work as carers. You can call Kim on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233 619530. Or you can follow her on the Twitter, Caring Kent, and find out more about careers in the care industry.
Good idea. And, we were talking about your mum earlier. Maybe she could help you.
Absolutely. I've had an email from Maidstone Council, Maidstone Borough Council.
About parking?
No, it's a final rates demand. No, it's not. Maidstone Borough Council have launched the Compassionate Community Awards 2021. In conjunction with the Heart of Kent Hospice. And they're now open for nominations. The awards recognise and celebrate the work of unsung heroes from across the borough of Maidstone. Introduced last year, they highlight and celebrate the positive and compassionate work that individuals, community and groups and organisations have done to support others by going above and beyond, particularly throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, to help their local communities. Once again, Heart of Kent Hospice and Maidstone Borough Council have collaborated with the awards to showcase the important and selfless work that people have done to improve the lives of people living and working in and around the Borough of Maidstone. There are six categories in the 2020 awards: compassionate workplace or business, compassionate care or residential home, compassionate neighbour or volunteer, compassionate school and teacher, compassionate young person under 18, and compassionate community. The Compassionate Community Awards 2021 are supported by the Kent Messenger, and the nominations close on Friday the 27th of August at 5 p.m, after which they will be shortlisted by the judges, who are Rachel Street, Councillor David Burton, the MBC Maidstone Borough Council Chief Executive, and the KM Editors. The judging will take place in September, and the winners will be announced on Thursday the 21st of October. If you'd like to nominate an individual or organisation, please go to kentonline.co.uk/features compassionate awards. That's kentonline.co.uk/features compassionate awards.
And a big hello to Paragon Drones. They are propelling drone service to higher levels through excellence, harmonising drones and businesses by creating value and exceeding expectation. And they can be found on paragondrones.co.uk. And hopefully they're not droning past my bedroom window.
You're paranoid about that, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly. Mm. I'm just trying to check if there's anything. Oh, yeah, Construction Expo. Women, it says, women, this is your place to network. The Construction Expo Women's Networking Lunch, organised by Cheryl Corsbrook. In conversation with award-winning businesswoman Sue Nelson and director of the Chartered Institute of Building, Amy Goff. If you, it's Bunker website, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events, you can find it there and you can find out more about it and book your place there. But we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. What do you reckon?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
You're listening to Channel Radio.